AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There are 911 calls, and then there are 911 calls, like the one from a baggage handler at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport who claims he fell asleep in the forward cargo hold of a Los Angeles-bound Alaska Airlines flight when he suddenly realized the plane had taken off.
911.
Hello, I'm trapped in this plane, and I caught my job. I'm in this plane.
You're where?
I'm inside a plane, and I feel like it's moving in the air. Flight 448, can you please show somebody stop it?
A female passenger aboard a Southwest Airlines flight from Chicago to Manchester, New Hampshire, was removed this afternoon after allegedly poking a snoring male passenger with a pin. In what authorities call an apparent ambush by an angry motorist, a South Louisiana sheriff's deputy was shot three times today, about 25 miles west of New Orleans. The deputy was shot in the left eye, elbow, and chest in a gunfight that broke out in a school traffic zone. A suspect was taken into custody. In the meantime, a prosecutor says it doesn't look as if the death penalty can be sought in the case of a black South Carolina man who was fatally shot as he ran away from a white police officer.
Former North Charleston police officer Michael Slager is charged with murder after firing eight times at a black man who was running from him following a traffic stop. Slager could get 30 years to life if he's convicted, but the prosecutor says he apparently could not be sentenced to death under South Carolina law. Meanwhile, the case has been assigned to a black judge, Clifton Newman. The attorney defending Michael Slager calls him an excellent jurist and says, "We look forward to working under his guidance." I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP Radio News. He's back in the game.
The National Football League has announced that Minnesota running back Adrian Peterson has been reinstated to the league from the commissioner's exempt list. Commissioner Roger Goodell informed Peterson in a letter that he is able to fully participate in all team activities. Peterson has been suspended since November 4th when he pled no contest to a misdemeanor reckless injury charge after injuring his son while disciplining him last spring. David Leatherman, Minneapolis.
It's spring, but don't tell old man winter. A spring snowstorm swept across parts of the Rockies today, leaving a trail of wrecks and road closures. Heavy snow being blamed for several pileups involving about 60 cars and trucks on I-80 in southeastern Wyoming. No fatalities are reported, but about two dozen people were taken to a Cheyenne hospital. In Colorado, a spring storm is expected to dump more than 2 feet of snow in parts of the mountains by the end of tomorrow. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.